That is dumb when cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Nice to be with you to celebrate Independence Day. Maybe you're taking a little bit of independence away from working on your house. Well, we're not, because we're here and we're working. And if you've got a project you'd like to get done, maybe one that will give you a bit more independence, a little more leisure time when you fix up that outdoor room or do the kitchen over or take care of a repair that's been bugging you, whatever's on that list, give us a call because we are here to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions to moneypit.com, whether it's a decor dilemma, you need help solving a problem, you got a project you'd like to get done, you got a project you started, but now you can't get it done because you're stuck. All great questions for us to pitch in on. Coming up on today's show, you know, every summer we hear about decks that collapse, and frequently this happens during, you guessed it, holiday weekends. There are only five reasons that deck disasters happen, and we're going to share the most common causes along with how you can do a safety check to make sure your deck is good to go.
And also coming up, have you gotten an electric bill that's just been a real shocker? Well, believe it or not, utility companies are required to offer programs to help you use less of their product. It's true, guys. So we're going to have some advice on how to best take advantage of those savings in a bit.
Plus, we're not the only ones who enjoy spending time outside in the warm weather. For family pets, the backyard is definitely a place to relax and burn off some energy and play with friends, human and furry. So we're going to share four tips to help you improve that outdoor space to keep pets safe and their humans happy.
But first, if you love your home, but you sometimes feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for those home improvements and repairs, we get it. I mean, believe me, guys, there's always something else that you could do. We're going to help you find it. We're going to help you fix it. We're going to help you figure out ways to save money creating the best home ever. So give us a call.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your home improvement questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading up to Michigan, where we've got Phil on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
My wife and I recently had our home spray foamed, the rim joists, exterior walls, and the attic. And the change in living quality has been fantastic. We no longer hear all of the outside noise of the world. Our home stays a moderate temperature at all times now, and the energy savings has been fantastic. We have a 2,500 square foot Cape Cod style house. We've been here for 4.5 years, and with a spray foamed attic, we no longer get to use the whole house fan. And we've come to rely on the whole house fan, because our kitchen, when we cook indoors, it makes a lot of smoke, and our vent hood can't exactly keep up. And it's also really nice on very hot days to just pull in some of that cold air that comes off the river and just run that through the house. Do I have any options for this whole house fan, or should I just remove it and patch my ceiling up?
That's a really interesting question. I've never received that question before, but I totally understand it because I, too, am a big fan of whole house fans because, as you say, they serve a multitude of purposes. We put one in our very first house, which was a condominium garden apartment, and it was on the second floor. And it was always very warm, and it just did an amazing job of making that place comfortable. We would open up the door, the sliding glass door, open up a couple of windows, and set it on low. It was on a timer. It would cool the house off as we were going to sleep at night. We saved a lot of money on the air conditioning. Now, you have a conflict of interests here because the spray foam insulation, of course, that's designed to seal in every nook and cranny, right? And it takes that attic and makes it a non-vented attic space. So you no longer have to worry about having, any temperature differential in there, any moisture venting in there, because no moisture is going to form. But the problem is that you also have to close up the gable vents. Now, the one idea that I have for you would be if you were to construct a duct, and it would be a large duct, that went from the whole house fan to the old gable vent, then essentially you would be bypassing that attic space as part of the journey. So that when you turned on the whole house fan, it would essentially draw the air directly from the exterior and not from the attic as it used to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I don't see any other way of accomplishing this unless, I don't know what the second floor looks like, but of course the other thing that you could do is perhaps there's a passive vent that could be installed in the finished wall, but I'm concerned about that because that might just be super cold in the winter. So I think ducting the whole house fan right to an appropriately sized gable vent on the end of the building might be the best way to go if, in fact, you want to continue to enjoy that whole house fan.
Okay, thanks for the option.
All right, well, good luck with that project. I think you made the right choice, though, going to spray foam. It's definitely going to save you a whole bunch of money in heating and cooling.
Thanks a lot, and thank you for the show.
And in Louisiana, what is going on at your money pit? Tell us about it.
In the hall, I have a section of the vinyl flooring that has peeled up.
Okay.
You know, it's that rolled vinyl, and it's not on a seam. It's just in the middle of the floor. The length of it has started peeling, and I've tried several different glues and put the hair dryer on it to try to get it warm and then put the glue on it and then put a piece of, I read on someplace, put a piece of wax paper and then put a board on it and let it sit, and to no avail, it just keeps peeling back up.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's a really difficult problem to solve at this point because you have so many different adhesive products on there. It's just not worked well for you. If it was me, what I would do is I would replace the floor not with the vinyl sheet, but there's a product called LVP. It's Luxury Vinyl Plank. First of all, it's absolutely gorgeous stuff. And secondly, it's really, really affordable. You know, for maybe as much as $1.50, $2 a square foot, you can buy these planks. They're so easy to install. They snap together. And you could replace that floor and have a beautiful new floor as a result for a fraction of the aggravation that you are going through right now trying to fix this loose seam. So I wouldn't put any more effort into it. You could go to llflooring.com. They're one of our sponsors. They make this. You can go check out their stores or anywhere else you'd like to and look at the LVP products, the luxury vinyl plank floorings. You're going to really be surprised at the variety of patterns and options you have. And I think the stuff is just gorgeous. I've seen some of these installations where you can almost not tell that it's vinyl.
I mean, it really is beautifully done with the way that the graphic is made to sort of emulate that wood grain, and it really looks fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy 4th of July weekend, guys. I hope you are relaxing and barbecuing and enjoying some time with family and friends. I know we all earned it. It's been a long time. So give us a call. Let us know what you're working on. Maybe not today. Maybe you're planning for next weekend. But whatever it is, we can lend a hand. So call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing. Plus, you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, don't let a deck collapse ruin your holiday weekend. We'll tell you how to make sure your deck is ready for the next big barbecue next.
You live in the Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects, maybe your Independence Day home improvement projects, give us a call at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, do you want to keep your home safe and secure and prevent break-ins and package thefts and other various forms of hooliganism? Well, you guys need to enter our Safe at Home Sweepstakes on MoneyPit.com. It's presented by Deep Sentinel Home Security Systems, and you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five one-camera systems. Plus, you get a full year of LiveGuard surveillance. I love this feature of the Deep Sentinel program because they have security guards monitoring your feeds 24/7. You can enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes once a day at MoneyPit.com and be sure to share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries.
All right, now we're going to talk roofs with John from Massachusetts. What is going on over there?
Well, I have a slight drip from my roof, and I think it's coming from the flashing or the boot.
Yep.
I think they call it a boot flashing.
Yep.
And I've heard of an item called a perma-boot that covers that whole area.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you've heard of it, if you think it's worth getting it.
You know, I've actually never installed one myself. I've seen these and read about them. They seem like a good product. But just to kind of back up, so we're talking about an area where you have a pipe that comes through the roof, and the traditional flashing for that type of pipe is usually an aluminum piece that has a rubber gasket. And the rubber gasket slides over the pipe, stays tight to the pipe, and then you shingle around that. Problem is that rubber eventually dries out, and it cracks and opens up with a sort of a gap there. And then people go up and they seal it with tar and all of that, but eventually it has to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just another design for that boot flashing where it's a one-piece unit that doesn't have that kind of rubber weak end of it. So I don't see any reason I wouldn't try it. I don't think it necessarily has to be done. I think this is just a normal roof maintenance thing that happens when those boot flashings dry out and they just have to be replaced. If you want to give it a shot, I don't see it's going to cause your problem, John, but just know that it's not unusual what you've described. It's not really a result of the product. It's just the end of a normal life expectancy.
Right. Yeah, I had the roof replaced about 6 years ago, the shingles, and it stopped that drip, and now it's just started up again. It's a very slight, so I want to try to stop it before it causes any damage.
No, that's smart, yeah. So give it a shot. I mean, 6 years is a pretty short time for that first piece of flashing to have lasted, so I wonder if there's something else going on with the installation there.
Okay, yeah, I can check that out. I have it checked out. And I've seen these boots applied in videos. Sometimes they just rest the boot right on top of the shingle and use something like Henry's wet patch to seal around it and under it. And in other times, they trim the shingle away so that the perma boot rests right on the flashing. Do you think either one of those is preferred?
I would check the manufacturer to see what their advice is for it.
Okay.
If I recall correctly, these fit over top of the old flashing. They don't replace it. Is that correct?
Yeah, they fit over everything.
I mean, I think if it's on top of it, it's probably better if it's on top of it because if water gets into that gap, it just gives you a little more protection there. Because remember, that old aluminum flashing is going to go under the shingle probably a good 3 or 4 inches. I don't see any reason to trim it back. I don't think that buys you anything.
Well, every summer we hear about deck collapses where people are seriously injured. Now, decks are only as strong as their fasteners and their foundations. And when you get a large group of people gathering on them, you know, like, say, for a 4th of July weekend party, that's why now is an excellent time for you to do a safety check.
Yep, that's right. And there are only really about 5 common defects to look for that can lead to serious deck problems, including the potential of a complete collapse. First, loose connections. For example, you notice that a railing is not secure, it's wobbly. You got a tread that is not resting firmly on the stair stringers, it's wobbly. You got to tighten those up. Next, missing connections. If you inspect your deck and you see that it is not secure to the house or just nailed to the house rather than bolted or screwed, that is a huge problem and a very, very common reason that decks collapse. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the after photos of decks that have collapsed, and that's exactly why. They have broken their connection between the house and the deck, and that part just drops right down. And everybody that's on the deck like slides back in towards the house, and they can get really seriously injured. So that connection between the deck and the house is critical. And next, check for corrosion. If you guys see rusty fasteners or fasteners that have become so deteriorated, they're kind of falling apart or falling away, that's a big red flag. They need to be taken out and replaced. Now, rot is also very possible, and this frequently happens when the deck is not pressure treated or when it's not flashed properly. So you get a lot of water that gets onto the structural members of the deck. It weakens the wood because the fungus digests parts of the wood, which give the wood strength and stiffness. So if you got rot, those parts of the structural members, the beams, the joists, that sort of thing, they got to be replaced. And lastly, look for cracks in the lumber. I mean, cracks are normal to some extent. The wood's always going to shrink and crack. But if you get big cracks in structural members, again, the floor joists, the beams, that sort of thing, that could be a big issue, and those beams need to be replaced.
All right, so you've done your check on your deck, but you see that you actually have a problem. What are you supposed to do next?
If you spot a big problem, like let's say the deck is not connected to the house, it could be a DIY fix, but probably not. Unless you're really experienced, I would not do that, because that is so important to make sure that that connection is done properly. So, you know, if it's within the scope of your skill set, go ahead and make the repairs. If not, definitely get an expert to help you do that, because these decks typically fail on these holiday weekends, which is why it's so important for us to focus on them right now. When you have a big crew on that deck, that's a lot of weight, it's a lot of movement, a lot of stuff happening, and that's when these tragedies happen. So make sure that deck is good to go before you load it up with all your family and friends.
Marion, Texas on the line, has an issue with the tub. Tell us what's going on.
We have a bathtub that we've had plumbers out, and they can't even seem to get it unstopped. They think that it would slowly, you know, if you took a shower in there, it would slowly go out. Then it was going so slowly, we called a big company here, plumbing company, and the guy came out and checked it, and he couldn't get it unstopped. He thinks it's in the P-trap. The tub is on the back of the house. About 2 feet from that is the clean out. And he took a picture in the clean out all the way to the alley and told us to get the city to come and...
So wait a minute. You telling me that the plumber was able to clear the drain from the house to the street, but he thinks that the restriction is beyond that?
Yeah, he thinks just about 2 feet from the tub where he worked. And all the other lines are back farther.
I can tell you right now that he missed something in the tub, because all of those plumbing lines come together in that same general area. And if you've got flow from the toilet and the sinks and everything else, but not the tub, it's going to be the tub itself. You know, when it comes to clearing drains, my experience has been that plumbers are not the best ones to do that. Generally, you're better off to go with a specialty plumber that does drain cleaning. They have the tools, the equipment, and the knowledge to get that done. And sometimes the day-to-day plumbers, if it's a simple clog, they can clear it, but they don't necessarily have the tools. I mean, for example, drain cleaners have cameras that can go down those pipes and see exactly what the obstruction is. So my recommendation would be to call a different kind of professional, not a plumber, but someone that specializes in drain cleaning and has a good reputation for being able to make that particular type of repair. I think that's going to be the easiest way for you to get to the bottom of it. I would not recommend any type of additive to that drain to try it cleared in these liquid products that clear drains, because they can be very, very corrosive. Mary, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's this weekend or you're planning to tackle next weekend or during the summer months. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, has your electricity bill reached some new high, super high heights because of the summer? Well, we're going to give you some tips on how your own utility company may help you hand over less of your hard-earned cash to cover those costs after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Moroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek, approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Matter of dumping a bunch of dirt in there and covering it up.
No, I mean, that would fill it up again, but I'm afraid it would probably wash out again. So that's kind of what I would lean to, is having that field inspected and just getting the sense. Listen, you want to find out now. I mean, you don't want this thing to fail at the least opportune time. And if you find out early, at least you know you can plan a replacement if you have to. Brian, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, was your last electric bill a huge shock? I mean, at this time of the year, we've had one, maybe two bills that reflect our air conditioning, right? And they're usually really high and really expensive. But believe it or not, your electric company actually wants you to save some money, and most have energy-saving programs designed for you to do just that.
That's right. For example, some utility companies are going to help homeowners power down through periods of high demand with pricing that's going to reward off-peak usage. Plus, a lot of utilities offer a menu of rebates on improvements that will help you trim power or go green at home. You can ask your utility company if they've got that option for smart metering, and that's going to track your usage by time, and then they can adjust your rates accordingly.
Now, you also might want to consider adding your own energy monitor. These are pretty cool. They are simple to install, and they give you real-time information on energy use and costs, giving you the information that you need to know on how to best trim your own energy use, because sometimes we don't really realize where all the energy is going. But if you have meters set up and you can tell how much energy you're using on air conditioning versus vacuuming versus lights versus refrigeration, you know, it becomes easier to make those decisions and trim stuff down to a more manageable level.
Lynn in Mississippi is on the line and is having an issue with a pear tree. What is going on that doesn't involve a partridge?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I have a Bradford pear tree, but I think I made a mistake. I'm not sure, but I let it grow up right next to my house.
Okay.
My foundation is concrete, and the tree has now gotten probably, I'm guessing maybe 15 feet tall, and it's got like three trunks. It's very, very pretty, and it looks good, but now I've gotten concerned. My concrete foundation is pretty thick, but does Bradford pear trees have a tendency to try to grow up through concrete foundation?
You know, pear trees don't get that big to a point where they typically impact foundations, and if they did, you would probably see some evidence of that. So, you know, while it sounds big to you, you know, pear trees, standard pear trees get to be like, you know, 18 to 20 feet tall or so. And that's just not big enough to really do much foundation damage. So I think you can live with that for a while. Just keep an eye on it. I wouldn't tear that out.
That is wonderful news. Okay, what should I look for? I mean, can I go on the outside where it's right there close to the house? Is there something that I can look for that will kind of tell me it could be a problem before it actually starts buckling my concrete?
Actually, you would see it on the inside. If you saw any cracks forming in the concrete opposite where the pear tree is, that would be a good indicator of it. But, boy, it takes an awful lot of force to do that. And trees are going, the roots are going to try to find the path of least resistance. So I just don't think it's very likely that you're going to see that. But I'd see it on the, inside first, okay?
Thank you so very much. I'm going to leave it alone.
Richard in Tennessee is on the line and has an interesting question involving an antique soda machine. Tell us about it.
Well, I bought an antique soda machine that actually worked, and I wanted to put the old quarter in and slide the bottle out, but I took it and put it in the garage, plugged it in, and as soon as the compressor kicked on, it tripped the GFCI breaker, or the GFCI circuit on the plug. So I reset it, and it wouldn't stay reset.
Well, that is totally expected, because refrigerators, when they kick on, have a very big draw of current, and that's necessary to get them going, and then it kind of goes down after that. But refrigerators are not supposed to be installed on ground fault circuits. And as a result, yours is going to keep tripping as it has. So your proper solution would be to run a circuit just for that machine. And if it's just for that machine, it does not have to be ground fault protected. The reason it's ground fault protected, the circuit in the garage is ground fault protected, is because it's a wet location. But for a dedicated service to one machine, it would not have to be. You'll have to have an electrician do that. I would not, you know, disconnect the current ground fault, because that covers the rest of the outlets in the garage, and it could even cover outside outlets or bathroom outlets. Sometimes that circuit can wind its way through the house. But I would put in a dedicated outlet just for that machine, and then the problem should go away.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
I mean, that sounds kind of fun to have that in the house.
It does. Yeah. Well, you know, like everything, you think, I got the machine, I'm good to go, I got to just plug it in. Ah, not so quick. There's other expenses to making sure it works right. When that machine was common, you know, you didn't have to worry about ground faults because we didn't have them yet.
So, right.
Never had an issue. Today we do.
They were far more dangerous then.
Yeah. Now you got to add the circuit.
Pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Need some help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Well, this time of year, your outdoor living space may be one of your favorite places to be, but that goes for your pets as well. So we're going to have four tips to improve your outdoor space in a way that's going to keep your pets safe and their humans happy after this.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, listen to the Money Pit whenever you want by following the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we've got Gail on the line with a question about her oven. What's going on?
Yes, I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old. But it's a self-cleaning oven, and right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
That's a tough space to clean, and I agree. I don't think you can. I think what you have to do is take it apart, and that can be done. The door has to be disassembled, and so it depends on how comfortable you feel about taking that project on. It's not sealed glass in the sense of like a double pane window. It's really two pieces of glass, and sometimes because of heat and humidity and steam, it gets in there and it discolors. But you have to disassemble that door if you really want to get it clean. So it's obviously not the same, not the kind of thing you want to do every time you clean your oven.
No, and I noticed that it looks like there's like Phillips head screws at the bottom part of the door, but the top part, it doesn't look, it's not a regular screw. It's something that, you know, it doesn't fit a screwdriver. So I don't know if that bottom part, you know, and I'm afraid that once I get that undone, I'm not going to be able to get it back.
Yeah, get it back together again. Now I hear you. You know, I know that there are some great videos online of people doing this. I've seen them. And so you could take a look at YouTube. But the process is going to be to disassemble that door. Now, it's going to come apart one way or the other. The types of fasteners you're describing, you know, maybe the type of fastener that needs a specialized, not a screwdriver, but like a nut driver or something of that nature, or like an Allen wrench or something like that. But it will eventually come apart. You're just going to have to figure out how to do that. But if you're not comfortable with that process, if you're not really mechanical and are afraid to get into that because you might not be able to fix it, then I think you should just kind of learn to live with it, unfortunately.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be, you know, does it happen to them all, or have you heard?
Some may be better than others, but, you know, if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter if it's happened to anybody else, because you don't want to have to replace that oven. You really just want to make sure you can get it clean. So that's what you need to do.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you love spending time on your deck or your patio in the backyard during this warm weather, that probably goes for your pets as well. But pets, as we know, can tear up a backyard space pretty quickly and even get into things that could hurt them if you're not careful. So we've got four ways that you can think about improving your outdoor space that will both keep your pets safe and their humans happy.
Yeah, first of all, you want to skip using fake grass artificial turf that never needs mowing really looks attractive and it can be a good idea. But if you have pets, you've got to know that that plastic grass can get very hot during the summer, and it can be challenging to clean. So if you want to have fake grass, you need to be a backyard superhero and select real turf grass for the areas where your pets are going to hang out.
Now, you need to be selective, almost picky, about choosing the right plants and grasses. For grass, go for something hardy that can withstand a high volume of traffic. Buffalo and Bermuda grasses are a good choice, depending on your climate zone. And for all the rest of the plants, there's a great resource at the ASPCA website. They have a list of toxic and non-toxic garden plants, and you can sort of peruse that list and decide what plants are going to work best for your area of the country before you buy them. You're going to want soft yet sturdy foliage near the walkways, and save the delicate decorative flowers for elevated flower beds and patio pots that the pets just can't get into.
Yeah, and if you want to go all out making your yard a dream for your dog, go for it. Here are some fun ideas that you could do, like a splash pool for the pup or a sandbox for your dog to get in and dig away, which is way better than digging in your flower bed. Or you can add a puppy pergola and give them the shade that they need. Just be creative. Your canine is going to thank you, and it's going to be much safer for all of your efforts.
And we've got great tips on building safer spaces for pets on MoneyPit.com. Just head on over and search pet safety.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are planning around your house. Anytime, we're available, standing by for you at 888-MONEY-PIT. We're presented by Angie. Hey, if your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody there right away. So you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Just ahead, is it smart to move your washer and dryer into the garage? We're going to answer that question in a bit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440.
800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are on air and online at moneypit.com. So, Leslie, I've been having a battle with wildlife once again in my backyard. I've gotten moles now, worse than ever before, and we put down grub control, or they'd probably even have taken all of our grass away. So this weekend, I had to attack the moles with Talprid.
What is that?
So Talprid is like a gummy worm that is designed for moles. And what you have to do is when you find a fresh mole tunnel, you break a little hole in the top of that tunnel. And then with a gloved hand, you can't use your human hand to take one of these things because the moles will smell your scent and they won't eat it. With a gloved hand, you take one of the Talprid gummy worms and you drop it into the tunnel and put a little dirt over the top and you wait for the moles to find it. And they come back, they eat the Talprid, they take it back, they share it with their friends, and you have no more mole problems. So it's something that I only do when I have to, but they've gotten so bad I've got no choice. So just a tip there, look up Talprid, T-A-L-P-R-I-D. It works really, really well.
Yeah. In addition to moles being super destructive, they are not cute. I mean, come on. Sometimes you can have an invasive creature in the yard that's like kind of adorable, but not the case with the moles. Okay. All right. Well, Janice reached out to us. She's got a question about her washer and dryer. And here's what she says. I want to move my washer and dryer from the basement to my unheated garage. Other than plumbing for the washer, do I need to do anything special beforehand?
You know, a lot of people find having a garage washer and dryer to be convenient. I don't myself like the idea of having to go out there in the middle of winter. So that's definitely a determinant. I'm not quite sure where Janet lives in terms of climate, but since heating a garage quickly becomes really expensive, even once it's insulated, you might find yourself spending far more money than you ever anticipated on clean clothes and convenience because every time you open the door, you let a lot of heat in there and so on, or you got to put on a jacket and close it quickly behind you. But there's something else in your question that I think is worth mentioning. You say, you talk about dehumidifying your basement by removing the washer and dryer. That's not smart, nor if the dryer is properly ventilated, is that causing your basement moisture issue. If you've got a basement moisture issue, including high humidity, then what you need to do is improve your exterior drainage conditions to make that space a lot drier. If you extend your downspouts, if you make sure your gutters are clean, and if you add a basement dehumidifier, whole house dehumidifier would be even better, but a dehumidifier to that space down there, that actually will be the quickest way to dehumidify that basement. You're going to find, Janet, that even after you go through all the trouble of schlepping those heavy machines upstairs and out to the garage and doing all the plumbing work and electrical work and all that expense, your basement's going to be just as humid as it was before you did all that. So think carefully about what's motivating you here and what the best way is to accomplish that.
Now, Janice, I don't know what your garage looks like, but if it's anything like mine, I feel like the clean clothes would come out dirtier than when I started washing them. But, Janice, if that's what you want, I think you will enjoy your new garage laundry space, and good luck with the project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful 4th of July weekend. We hope that you are enjoying your space, your Independence Day holiday weekend, wherever you find yourself, maybe seeing some good fireworks, enjoying that fresh air that we've been denied for so many months. So happy to be outside and enjoying it. If you've got questions, you've got inspirations to take on projects this summer that's not started yet, and you need some help, you can always reach out to us. We're here 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
County Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll from the Miami area condo collapse remains unchanged this hour.
The number of confirmed deaths remains the same as last reported, 24, but now 23 of those next of kin have been notified. 191 people are now accounted for. That's good news. 121 are still unaccounted for.
That's Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava at a press conference earlier this afternoon. Meanwhile, demolition workers are going to bring the remainder of the building down ahead of approaching Tropical Storm Elsa over safety concerns that might be too weak to withstand the force of the winds. The search and rescue mission was suspended earlier this afternoon. Meanwhile, the crews are beginning the process of boring holes into the concrete to place the explosives for the implosion. Businesses around the world rushing to contain a ransomware attack that's paralyzed the computer networks and complicated the situation by offices in the U.S. being lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July weekend. Some cybersecurity experts are saying that it could be one of the broadest ransomware attacks on record. That 70% mark of Americans being vaccinated by July 4th, a goal set by President Biden, not going to happen, but the White House does say the country's made huge strides in defeating COVID-19.
We've reduced the percentage of people who are getting COVID, who are dying of COVID, by 90%. That's a huge, significant achievement. We are actually much farther than I think most people would have predicted we would be.
That's Press Secretary Jen Psaki. President Biden spent the day at a cherry farm outside of Traverse City, Michigan, where he talked up his infrastructure plan. He arrived at Traverse City, which was hosting the National Cherry Festival, but bypassed that to go to a local cherry farm. More news at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
A mudslide west of Tokyo crashed into rows of houses, leaving over a dozen people missing. It was all triggered by heavy rains.
As many as 80 homes were completely buried as a deluge of black water and debris rammed into the town of Atami. Authorities say many more could be missing as aggressive rescue operations were underway to find survivors. The ferociousness of the landslide could be seen in footage showing a powerful surge of black mud knocking houses and sweeping away cars in its path. Helpless neighbors watched in horror, some recording on their phones. Torrential rains have slammed parts of Japan starting earlier this week, causing dirt to be loosened, increasing the risk of landslides. I'm Karen Chamas.
After a two-year investigation, a Vatican judge indicted 10 people, including a cardinal, on charges including extortion, abuse of office, and fraud in connection with the Secretariat of State's million-dollar investment in London real estate. More at townhall.com. A 40% drop in sales last month for Ford.
This is the automaker deals with inventory issues brought on by the semiconductor chip shortage affecting the industry. Sales of its most profitable F-Series trucks dropped 30%, even as overall transaction prices hit a record $47,800 average across the Ford and Lincoln brands. Ford this week announced temporary closures at 9 plants in July and August due to the parts supply issues. Patrick Frost reporting.
California last summer ran out of energy when an oppressive heat wave triggered the first rolling blackout in 20 years. To improve energy resilience, utilities in small communities installed microgrids that can disconnect from the larger grid and switch to using solar energy generated and stored locally. Other tactics include increased electricity costs during high demand hours and energy conservation incentives when the grid is strained. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done to maybe be independent from home improvement. Hope you guys have enjoyed the Independence holiday and are still in that sort of relaxing mode and thinking about projects you want to get done in the warm weather ahead. Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by picking up the phone and calling us. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can dial us at 888-MONEYPIT or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it's been hot. I mean really hot across the nation. And do you feel like your AC just isn't doing the job it should? Well, we're going to share with you a home inspector's trick of the trade that I used for years to quickly tell whether or not the air conditioning is up to snuff or not. It's really simple. It's DIY. It requires almost no tools, and it could save you a bunch of cold, hard cash.
And also ahead, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and one which a lot of homeowners are super happy to tackle themselves. But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you just don't take those three steps before you start. What are they? Well, we're going to share those three steps in a bit in today's Smart Spending Tip.
Plus, do summertime allergies have you hacking and sneezing even on the sunniest of days? Did you think that maybe once the spring passed it, that it was going to pass as well? Well, not so much. We're going to share five things you can do inside your home to breathe easy all summer long.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait for these allergies to end. I feel like it's just a different version of phlegm for the entire summer, spring.
Allergies 2.0.
Allergies aside, guys, we can still do home improvements even if we're sneezing and hacking. So let us know what you are working on. It's a big summer. Everybody's anxious to get together and get outside, and we've all been looking at our homes a lot. So what can we do to help you make yours better? Whatever it is, give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Gail in Massachusetts is on the line and suspects that there could be mold afoot at the Money Pit. What's going on?
My den has a moldy kind of smell to it, but mostly after it rains. And I don't know if there's a device that can be used to put it up against the device against the wall to see if there's any moisture or mold or anything like that.
So your den smells damp after it rains. Okay. How is your den constructed? Is it on a concrete slab or is it on a crawl space or a basement?
It's right above my garage.
Well, you're probably getting a lot of humidity from that garage that's working its way up into that space. That's not totally surprising. I think necessarily what you're smelling is mold. It could be some mold in there, but I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. It might just be the dampness and the humidity as it passes through the building materials, getting up in that space and just leaving some odors behind. I think ventilation is a solution for you here, and probably better air conditioning, and perhaps even some dehumidification. You have a central air conditioning system?
I do.
So there's a whole home dehumidifier that can be added to that that will speed up the amount of moisture that it will take out, because air conditioners will take out moisture, but what happens is they tend to not take out enough, and sometimes it can still feel kind of clammy, but a whole house dehumidifier does it all, and it'll take out, most whole house dehumidifiers can take out like 100 quarts of water a day, and that can be built right into the system.
And you know what? The other ones rely on the owner to empty them, make sure it's set to the right humidistat. It's much better to have the whole house one.
Yeah, because I have one in my basement right now that I keep emptying.
Yeah, that's way too much work. You don't have to do that. And by the way, the fact that you have moisture in the basement and you have this up above the garage, you may want to look at, just generally speaking, all of the drainage sources around the outside of your house, because if your gutters are clogged, if your downspouts aren't extended away, if the soil around the house is too flat, you're basically holding a lot of water against that foundation perimeter, and that could be a problem because that's going to lead to dampness, humidity, and potentially even flooding.
Oh, okay. So we don't really have a water problem in our basement, but I'm wondering if the so if I just make sure the gutters are
well,
cleared
let me
out.
Just stop you right there. The fact that you have to use a dehumidifier that collects enough water that has to be dumped, that is a water problem. Okay? You're just not seeing it yet. Okay? So you do have a water problem. You just don't know it.
Yeah, yeah. And also the washer and dryer are in the closet of the den, and I didn't know whether, and it was just recently installed, and so I didn't know whether that was kind of a problem, because it almost smells like part of the bathroom.
Yeah, I think you got to stop chasing these smells down and start dealing with the core issue, which is the high humidity and the moisture. I think that's going to solve it all. All right? Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I got a couple of exterior doors in the garage I added on to my house, and I'm getting water coming inside the doors. And two of them are coming through the latch side bottom corner. I've tried siliconing the threshold up to where it meets the jamb. Tried running a little bead of silicone in there to seal that up, but I can't seem to find where it is coming in at. So, but every time it rains and if there's a breeze and pushing the rain against the latch side of the door, it's running down and coming to the inside.
I've seen that kind of thing before. It's very frustrating. You're talking about a standard exterior door, not an overhead door, right? You're talking about one that has hinges.
Right, yeah, an exterior walk-through door, yep.
The first thing I would check is to make sure the door is perfectly hung. And by that I mean it has an even reveal top, side, bottom. And then looking under the door, sometimes with a flashlight you can see gaps. So if you use a flashlight at the saddle, you can shine it on one side and look underneath and see if there's any gaps there. The type of weather stripping you have is the kind that kind of looks like what's on a refrigerator door.
Yeah, it's that D-style or O-style, whatever you want to call it.
That's actually pretty durable. Now, does this door open into the garage or does it open out to the backyard?
Inwards.
So pretty much like a standard door. Well, listen, if you don't find anything there, I think you're going to have to go with a storm door because it's definitely breaking down with the weather stripping.
I'm going to have to give that a try.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. It's the summertime. We want to help you out to make your Money Pit the best house possible for you, your family, your friends. We all deserve it. So give us a call. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And still ahead, is your air conditioner doing a good job keeping up with demand, or is it an energy waster? We're going to share a simple test you can do yourself that will give you that answer next. Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abatron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abatron liquid wood and wood epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abatron.com. That's abatron.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Hey, make sure you enter the Save at Home sweepstakes we've got going on right now at MoneyPit.com. It's presented by our friends at Deep Sentinel, the only security camera system with live security guards that monitor your camera footage in real time.
Now, these guys, with this real-time monitoring, they can intervene to stop a crime or call the authorities in seconds. And you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five one-camera systems, plus a full year of live guard surveillance.
Enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes once a day at MoneyPit.com, and you can share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries.
Karen in Texas is on the line with a driveway that is just cracking up. What's going on?
My home was built in the late 1970s, and that's what's going on, is my driveway has just gotten full of cracks and everything. So when I was looking into tearing it out and replacing the concrete, I had someone suggest to me that there's some newer products on the market that you can overlay over top of the concrete.
Yeah. So this is a concrete surface, right? We're not talking about asphalt. It's definitely concrete?
Definitely concrete.
All right. Now, the cracks that you're seeing, is the driveway sagging or is it just have these sort of fissures in it? I'm asking this question because I want to know if it's structurally unstable, because no matter what you put over it, if it's got a weak base, it's just going to continue to move and crack. It'll look better, but it'll still do that.
I wouldn't say it's unstable. There are quite a few that run. They're not small, short ones. I mean, they've gotten pretty big. There is one area at the bottom of the driveway by the street that seems to have had a little bit of a collapse.
Shift, yeah.
Nothing that can't be dealt with.
All right, so here's what I would do. There's a new product out just this year from Quikrete. It's called Recap. And it's a really interesting product because they've designed a product that will absolutely bind to old concrete and not separate. And it's fairly simple to apply. You put it on. You clean the concrete, you put it on when the concrete's wet, and you work it, smooth it out, you trowel it out. You can use, a squeegee. You can use a broom to give it a bit of a broom finish, and then the whole thing dries in just a few hours. I think that would be a great addition. In terms of the end of the driveway where it reaches the street, that's the part we call the apron. What I would recommend you do there is to go ahead and tear that out. You can pick up a few bags of Quikrete and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and re-pour that, and this way you can make sure it's nice and thick and structurally stable, and then even sort of extend the Recap color onto that so it'll all look like one piece when it's all done. But I think that that's probably the best, because if the concrete continues to move, and by that I mean sort of shift a little bit, expand, contract, freeze-thaw cycle, whatever, those cracks will show back up, but most of them will be filled in by the Recap product. I think you'll like how it works.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping to hear, because it's got to be a whole lot less expensive than having it tore out and completely re-poured.
Well, absolutely. And, by the way, there's one other option, too. If you'd love to have a paver driveway, there's a new paver out from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And what's cool about these Milano pavers is they're half the thickness of a normal paver, and they're designed specifically to go over old concrete patio and driveway surfaces. So you could look into those as well, probably a lot more expensive than the Recap product, but it looks absolutely gorgeous when it's done, and you really can't tell that it's not a full-thickness paver when you see it. So there's two options for you.
Perfect. Well, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, is your air conditioning on, but the house just doesn't seem to be getting cool? There is a quick and easy way to check if everything is working okay without calling in a pro.
Yeah, this is a trick that I used for years as a professional home inspector when I had to go in and figure out very quickly whether or not the air conditioning was working properly or not. And just feeling the temperature in the house is really too subjective. So what you do is you take a thermometer, like a refrigerator thermometer, one of those really simple thermometers, and you stick it in the register, the supply register, that is probably closest to the air conditioner itself. So if you've got air blowing out of a register, put it in there. And then the second thing you do after you take that temperature is you move it to the return or maybe just near the thermostat and you take the room temperature. Now, if there's a difference of between 15 and 20 degrees between those two readings, in other words, between the temperature of the air in the house and the temperature that's coming out of the supply, you are good to go. But if it's like 8, 10, maybe 12, that means that the air conditioner is not cooling properly. Sure, it's running, and sure, you maybe feel comfortable inside the house, but it has to run a lot longer to do the same thing, and that's why it drives up your cooling bills. So measure the temperature of the air at the supplies and at the returns. Look to the difference, figure out the difference, and if it's less than 15 to 20 degrees, you know that you've got some maintenance that has to get done, and you should contact your HVAC company.
Stuart in Rhode Island's got a water heating question for us. What can we do for you today?
Had an oil-fired hot water heater, a separate oil-fired hot water heater, separate from the oil burner, and it finally went bad after 13 years. I guess that was a good time period. And my plumber is urging me to replace it with an electric hot water heater with a timer on it. It's much more cheaper to do that than buy to replace the oil-fired hot water heater that I had. But I'm just wondering, is there any negatives to it?
Well, it's a little more expensive to run than oil, but as you say, it's a lot less expensive to buy. I'm actually surprised that it only lasted 13 years because oil-fired water heaters seem to last a lot longer than standard water heaters. I mean, if you just look at the warranties, the standard water heaters, the electric water heaters, may have a 5-year warranty on the tank, maybe a 10-year warranty on the tank. But I've found that oil-fired water heaters last 20 to 25 years on a regular basis. So the fact that it failed at 13 is just plain bad luck. I have nothing against the idea of you putting in an electric water heater and saving some money there as long as you are using it with a timer. It won't last probably as long as what I would have thought your oil water heater would have lasted, but it will save you some money. I presume your house also has oil heat. Is that correct?
It does.
And is it hot air or hot water?
It's hot air.
It's hot air. Okay. Yeah, so the water heater is completely standalone. Yeah, so I mean, I think it's potential. I don't really have a strong feeling one way or the other. It's really personal preference. But if you want to save some money, there's no problem. There's no reason not to put the electric water heater as long as it's sized properly and it is on a timer, because of course you only want that to run when you have to. Water heaters are dumb; they heat the water 24/7 whether you use it or not. So you want to make sure that it's properly insulated and the timer set up so it's not running all night long when you don't really need it running.
Right. Okay. Any idea how many hours I should probably have that shut off?
Well, what I would do is I would shut it off kind of after you're done with your evening cleaning tasks, because the water will stay warm for a while. So if you like to shower and bathe at night, you know, whenever that part of the evening is done, that's when you want to shut it down. Then bring it on about an hour before you wake up in the morning. If you leave to go to work on a regular basis, you can turn it off while you're away at work. But if you're home or you work from home and you need it during the day, you might have to skip that cycle. But the key time to have it off is in the middle of the night.
Okay, very good then. I think I'll stick with it.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
James in Illinois is on the line and looking to tackle an electrical project. What are you working on?
I have probably a 50-year-old house, and everywhere except my bathroom and my kitchen, I'm dealing with a 2-prong outlet. And I'm just using these adapters that are 3-prong adapters everywhere else, and I absolutely hate it. And I don't even know where to begin getting them fixed. I'm kind of not wanting to go to that with an electrician, but the thought of doing something and doing it wrong and then having an even bigger mess scares me.
Yeah, you want to hire a pro. You don't have enough conductors for 3-prong. You don't have the ground wire and the type of wiring system that was put in. Now, there's a way to kind of get around it. You can install ground fault outlets that have the ability, if they're wired correctly, to basically shut off the outlet if there's ever a diversion of current to a ground source, which is basically what happens when you get a shock. But even that needs to be done by a pro. So I would have an electrician come in, look it over, and figure out the easiest way to resolve it. I think it's probably easier than you think. Electricians are pretty good at being able to run new wiring through finished walls and ceilings without disturbing a lot of the structure.
Oh, that was my biggest fear, was that it was going to be a big mess. But
yeah, they don't have to tear it all out to do that. There's different tools that can snake wires through those spaces, okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. You know, the Angie app really helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus you can book and even pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your house, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects, and it's one which most homeowners are happy to tackle themselves.
Ah, that's true, but it's also one that can go terribly wrong pretty quickly if you don't follow three simple steps. We'll share those steps in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Smart Rewards Credit Card next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple Mat.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the redness summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
Presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. So, Les, I had a home improvement project to take on in my kitchen this weekend. I noticed that the kitchen faucet was not delivering the water flow, the water pressure that we had been used to. And honestly, it wasn't great to begin with at that one faucet, which happens to be one of these fancy American Standard faucets, which is a really well-made faucet, except it's got, you know, built-in water savers and all of that stuff. And it just takes a long time to fill up a pot of water, but it was getting worse and worse and worse. So I'm like, all right, I got to get into this. So I unscrewed the aerator. That's that little screen part that's at the front of the faucet. It was the most complicated aerator assembly I'd ever seen. It was like three levels.
Well, and you better take it apart and like put it down in the order that you've taken it apart from so you know how to put it back together.
There was a lot of gunk in there, but it had the teeniest, tiniest holes I've ever seen. And so what I did was I got the big stuff out, and then I soaked it in vinegar for about a couple of hours. That did the trick. The vinegar melted away all of those mineral deposits and just gave it a quick brush. And I'm telling you, when I put it back, I had three times the water pressure after that. Three times.
It's really amazing. So
saved myself a lot of trouble with that vinegar trick.
Janet in South Carolina is working on a kitchen makeover. How can we help you?
I have a kitchen. It's not a very large kitchen, but the walls have been painted numerous times and not the best paint jobs. So I've decided to possibly add some type of wood to kind of give it a rustic feel because I really like that on the entire, you know, walls of the kitchen. And I was wondering, could you suggest to me something I could use? I've had people suggest beadboard, the wainscot type board. Could you suggest to me something to use on my walls to give it that rustic look?
Let's talk about your style of rustic, because there's so many different ways to interpret that. And beadboard's, you know, a great way to do a really classic, more country look, especially if you paint it like a white gloss. That just tends to be really clean. But if you're looking for more something, you know, something more natural or like an agey piece of wood, there's ways to do that too.
That's it. I want to go with a light, natural-looking wood. Not too light because my cabinets are the lighter color of wood.
Well, what you can do is you can actually get, and this would have a nice finish to it, you can look at flooring, wood plank flooring, and you can get one that has sort of a white, rustic, beachy wash to it, and you can even go with a vinyl flooring because that's going to be super easy to install, and you can install the planks directly to your wall, and you can do that with an adhesive, you can do that with a double-sided tape. There's so many different ways you can attach it to the wall depending on the weight of the product itself. And that, you know, if you put that on with the planks running vertically or horizontally, that can give a different kind of rustic look in comparison to the beadboard. Now, it seems to me like you want to go floor to ceiling with this. Is this correct?
That's right. I do. Now, I do have cabinets that do not go all the way up to the ceiling.
Well, I think that's okay, you know, because you're generally dealing with maybe a foot to 18 inches of space up there, and that's really not terrible. I mean, you can keep that as a painted surface and just, you know, decorate up there with some very clean baskets or something just to give you a little bit of extra storage plus to mask that space a little bit. But I think the beadboard is an excellent idea, and that's a very easy do-it-yourself project. Using a wood flooring product, whether it's vinyl or actual wood, there's a company, Tom, is it Timber Chic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
right. I think is the name. And they do actual pieces of reclaimed lumber, almost like a veneer, and that you can attach to the walls. But I've done it with that VCR, that vinyl tile that looks like a wood plank. I've done that for an HGTV show in a variety of different finishes horizontally on the wall, and that gives a great rustic look. So it depends on what your interpretation of rustic is.
Okay. Okay. Would you suggest to put it over the cabinets also, or you stated to possibly leave it just painted, or could I cover that also?
I mean, you can if you feel confident. You know, if you're using a wood flooring planking product, you're probably going to get, you know, two or three pieces in there without having to do any cuts. If you're doing a beadboard, that's something you're going to have to cut down to that exact height and put up there. It depends on how much of it you see from the floor and what you feel comfortable with. I think if you're going to do it full out. But if you're not confident in your abilities, or it's too high, or you don't really see it, then I think there's other ways to mask it with some, like, decorative accessories.
Okay, I understand. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your ideas.
You're welcome, Janet. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining wood surfaces is important to keep your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can lead to big heartache. So we've got some tips to help in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So first up, the most important step to a long-lasting paint project is preparation. Don't be in such a hurry to slap on some paint. Your patience will be rewarded. If you've got weathered surfaces, they need to be cleaned, any loose paint removed before you even think about opening a can of paint. If not, that new paint simply won't stick. I mean, yeah, it'll stick for a little while, but it'll start peeling off within months. And talk about heartbreak. After you go through all that work, see that paint just falling off the surfaces? That's something that can really bum you out.
Yeah, you're just going to have to do it all again. So next up, it's really smart to apply a coat of primer first, because primer is really formulated differently than paint, and it's meant to be a finished coat, that paint itself. So the primer is going to have better adhesion, it's going to stick better to those old surfaces, and that's what's going to prevent the new paint from peeling.
Yeah, and finally, if you want a really nice finished look, be sure to choose the right kind of paintbrush. I know it seems like any paintbrush will do, and sure, any brush will hold paint. But if you follow that logic, you could paint with a hairbrush. You want to make sure you use a good quality natural bristle brush. They're best for applying oil-based paints. If you have latex, use synthetic bristle brushes. These give you the best results. They help maintain the value of your home. The paint goes on evenly. It doesn't look lumpy. It doesn't leave brush strokes, and you'll really be rewarded for your efforts.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime. Well, you've survived the spring allergy season, but now that we're in summer, it's really not all that much better. Apparently, there's also summer allergies. We're going to share five things that you can do to breathe easy all summer long when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs.
Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings' decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to hear what you are working on so we can lend a hand and help you get those projects done once, done right, and really create a fantastic home for yourself and your family. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today. Dave in Iowa's got an issue at his money pit where something smells a little stinky, like rotten eggs. What's going on?
Well, I just bought a farmhouse about 3-4 years ago, and I have this rotten egg smell in my house all the time, and I also, my sinks and my toilets and my bathtubs are all rusty. I was wondering if you have any ideas for me. I do have a water softener.
So, first of all, the rotten egg smell usually happens because of a bad anode in the water heater itself. That's a rod that's immersed into the water, and over time it deteriorates. And if you have a bad anode, it can be removed and replaced without replacing the entire water heater. The other potential cause of this is the water quality itself, but is this well water?
Yeah, this is well water.
So have you had it tested lately to see, you know, among other things, what the sulfur content is?
No, I haven't.
So I would be smart to do that, and this way you want to make sure that nothing has changed that you're not aware of in terms of the quality of the water. But typically, it's because of a problem with the water heater that leads to that odor. Now, in terms of the rusty fixtures, you know, that's just going to be wear and tear. That's going to have nothing to do with the water quality for the most part.
Well, if you're one of the millions of people who have seasonal allergies, summer means sneezing, congestion, runny noses. But according to the Mayo Clinic, there are a few strategies for reducing exposure to allergy triggers that really work. Now, the key is to reduce your exposure to the things that trigger your allergy signs and symptoms. So stay indoors on dry, windy days. The best time to go outside is after a good rain, because that's going to just help clear pollen from the air.
Now, if there's lawn mowing to be done, delegate it. Hopefully you have a teenager that can do that job for you, that as well as weed pulling or other gardening chores. These always stir up allergens. You really should try to avoid them. And here's a tip that I thought was really one that I hadn't thought of, Leslie, and I'm glad the Mayo Clinic brought it up, and that is to remove clothes that you've worn outside and then shower to rinse pollen from your skin and hair. And if I think about it, you know, every morning we find pollen on our car, so it's out there.
Oh, for sure.
And so if you're out and about, that pollen gets on your clothes, you bring it in the house, and you're kind of like bringing the misery with you. So you've been outside,
change your clothes, wash them, put them in a hamper where the pollen's not going to escape, or get them right into the washer, and then grab a shower so you're not carrying that pollen around with you. And finally, along the same lines, don't hang your laundry outside because pollen will stick to those sheets and those towels. And when it's nice and fluffy and clean and you stick your head into it at night when you make your bed with those fresh, clean sheets, you're going to be breathing up that pollen instantly.
I tell you, we've always known about the taking off the clothes and taking a shower, et cetera, when you come home. And my kids both suffer tremendously from pollen. And, you know, the first week or so, they're all on board, changing clothes, washing hands, washing faces. Yeah. Like, by week two, they're like, I'd just rather deal with it.
Not so much.
Heading to Arizona with Yvonne on the line, who's got a stinky bathroom sink. Gross, Yvonne, what's going on?
Yeah, so it doesn't happen all the time, but every once in a while I'll be running the water in the bathroom sink and this foul odor comes out of the drain. So I'm wondering what could be causing that.
Usually it's bacteria. You get the bacteria that will decay in those drains and it will cause what's called a biogas. And the best way to clean this is to really take the drain completely apart. That's the trap that's underneath that. And to really do a good job of scrubbing it clean, I would use some oxidized bleach for that as well. If you can get that super clean, that will kill the bacteria. And if you can even plug the pipe and sort of fill it up with some of that bleach solution, that will also kill the bacteria that's in there. And I think you'll find that if you can deal with that biogas, that it'll start smelling a lot better.
So I have to actually scrub it? I can't just pour some bleach down there?
No, you definitely need to scrub it. And that's why you probably want to take it apart from underneath the sink cabinet. It's probably going to have a trap, the U-shaped pipe. If it doesn't, by the way, that's the source of your problem, but I'm sure it does. Take that trap apart and then really scrub the inside of that with some oxygenated bleach, and I think that that will kill that bacteria, and then the biogas will go away.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work, but I'll certainly give it a try.
Hey, we never said it was going to be easy.
But no, we will say it'll work. It seems like.
All right, Yvonne, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We love to help you out with all of your projects, so do not hesitate to call, email, post, whatever it is that you are working on so we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Just download the app today. Hey, do you want to spruce up your patio this summer? We're going to share some tips on how to add an area rug with paint when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post them to our website. You can also download the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Now, Jeff says, what's the best way to replace a home air conditioning unit? He says he's got three estimates for having his home AC system replaced. One makes no mention of copper lines. One says they're going to flush the lines. And the last one says they'll replace the lines. So this is like a Goldilocks scenario. Which is the correct one to pursue?
You know, if you're getting a new AC system, there is so many other things to consider in addition to whether or not your refrigerant lines, which is what he's talking about, are replaced or simply flushed out and kept. I mean, copper lines don't usually break down. The insulation gets kind of like worn on the outside, but that's easy to fix. So it really doesn't bother me if it was my house, if they replaced them or not, because I know they're not going to wear out. But more importantly, you want to look at the energy efficiency. And if you're just talking about replacing that outside compressor, whatever it says in terms of efficiency is not true unless you're replacing the inside condensing unit as well. They're a pair. Don't be confused by that. Don't think that if it says it's super energy efficient outside, you're going to get all that efficiency, because it only happens if you match it against the condensing unit inside. So like I said, a lot of other things to consider, but whether or not they replace refrigerant lines, either way is perfectly fine.
And make sure you size it correctly for the house. You want to make sure it's perfectly sized, you get great energy efficiency and the right amount of cooling.
Well, you guys have a patio that could use a bit of a spruce up this summer. Leslie tells us how to create a unique area rug that stands up to the weather in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Well, it's not exactly an area rug. It's a painted area rug, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like an area rug, and you can make it as creative or plain or simple, whatever you like, and however you like your rugs. It's just out of paint, so it's going to be something that doesn't require cleaning, and it can be super personalized to your space. So to do this, first of all, you've got to make sure that that patio area is super clean. So you want to mop it with a cup of vinegar per 1 quart of water, and then spray it away with a hose. Now, mark off the area. Once it's dry, you want to mark off the area for this faux rug with painter's tape. Really get a sense of how big you want this rug to be or how small, and really where it sits. And you want to make sure that you get your lines all straight and that it looks good. Next, you want to make sure that you use concrete paint. You can get it at most home improvement stores, and they'll tint it to any color you want. And your first step is to paint the entire rug in that background color or whatever that base color is, and then let it dry overnight. Then go ahead and add your details. Now, you can do that with tape, stencils, you know, found objects, whatever it is. Generally, look online. Look for inspiration for outdoor rooms that you like the look of, rugs that you like the look of, color palettes that you like the look of, and use that to help you determine what your rug is going to look like. And there really are some creative ways to make some interesting patterns. So if you see something that seems a little tricky, give us a call, send us a picture. We'd love to lend a hand because we want you to be creative. We want you to have a great yard. Now, when you finish it, you want to give it 3 coats of water-based polyurethane and let it dry completely. And all of a sudden, that drab slab of concrete is now a totally unique focal point that is specific to you.
Great advice. I love the concept of the painted rug because it looks so pretty when it's all done and get your furniture on it. It truly does look like an outdoor extension of your inside space. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, kitchen backsplashes, well, they protect your walls from splashes and food, but when they're made from tile, they can add style at a fraction of the cost of most major design upgrades. We'll tell you how to get that project done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.